The New York Times has won 81 Pulitzer Prizes in 85 years, but in the paper's 11th floor Pulitzer Hall, one of those citations bears an asterisk. Reporter Walter Duranty's Pulitzer, awarded in 1932, carries this caveat: other writers in the Times and elsewhere have discredited this coverage. Duranty covered the Soviet Union for the paper from 1922 to 41, and lately he's been much reviled for ignoring, even denying, the forced famine induced by Joseph Stalin that killed millions of people, most of them Ukrainians. Many have urged that Duranty's Pulitzer be revoked. And now a history professor hired by the New York Times to assess Duranty's coverage agrees that the prize should be withdrawn. Mark von Hagen teaches Russian and Ukrainian history at Columbia University. He wrote in his report to the Times that Duranty showed an uncritical acceptance of the Soviet self-justification for its cruel and wasteful regime. And Professor von Hagen joins us now from New York. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
Tell us, please, what you found as you reviewed Walter Duranty's coverage. What are some of the examples of what you've called his serious lack of balance?
It often read as if it were translated from Izvestia or Pravda, virtually with no commentary or critical notes. And often, if anything, trying to explain better to an American audience the logic of the Stalin elite's accounts of all these things.
Did you get the sense that he may have been under the thrall of Joseph Stalin? He did interview him for the paper.
I don't think he was a leftist or a socialist or a communist, but he was very susceptible to the argument that the Stalin leadership put forward.
The Pulitzer that Walter Duranty won was for stories from 1931.
Mm-hmm.
But the famine that became so devastating from the collectivization of farms really peaked in 32 and 33.
Right.
Was his coverage in 1931 as flawed as it may have been later when the excesses and atrocities of the regime became better known?
I didn't have a chance to look at things for later years, but I am afraid I would, just from the selections that I've seen, yes, that it was as bad. But what was also disturbing was about every 3 or 4 weeks he would offer a kind of analysis, a long feature story, explaining how Stalin was a modern-day Ivan the Terrible or something like that. And that's when he gave his theories about the Russian people and Russian history, which were even more disturbing in the fact that they were kind of a adapted version of, again, the Stalinist self-justification, that this was a people who was backward and barbarian and wanted basically a tyrant and a despot to impose these inhumane and brutal measures on it.
He's quoted as having said about the Soviet regime, if you want to make an omelet, you have to break
right.
some eggs.
You know, he liked to quote that, which was, of course, one of Stalin's favorite sayings, too.
Were there other reporters in Moscow at the time who were able to present a more balanced, unbiased view, who were able to do real reporting?
Well, certainly, I mean, on the issue of the famine, there were two reporters who risked the repercussions of the Soviet censorship by publishing stories about the famine. In general, the tone of reporting coming out of the 1920s and early 30s was much more diverse. There were plenty of other points of view that one could put forward about what was going on without going the Duranty way. And he was the one who, in some senses, was the most senior and most authoritative and had the most responsibility.
I was looking at a story by Walter Duranty from September 27th of 1931, and he's talking about the process of gathering news in the Soviet Union and how difficult it could be. And here's one of the things he wrote. He said, "Is it fitting, is it timely, is it wise to tell depressed America that the bad, blatant Bolsheviki are putting over their knavish system? Is it even true? Doubt haunts you, that small and subtle demon."
Mm-hmm.
It sounds like he was wrestling with this a bit about how to portray what was going on there.
Well, I'd like to think that, but I'm not sure I'm real happy with the outcome of his wrestling.
Professor von Hagen, thanks for talking with us today.
Thank you.
Mark von Hagen is a professor of history at Columbia University. He assessed the late reporter Walter Duranty's coverage of the Soviet Union for the New York Times. In a letter to the Pulitzer Board, Times publisher Arthur Sulzberger Jr. calls Duranty's work slovenly, and he says the paper will respect whatever decision the board reaches on whether to rescind the prize. But he cautions that airbrushing Walter Duranty out of the Pulitzer annals to recognize the evils of Stalinism would be peculiar, given the Stalinist practice of airbrushing purged figures from official records. The Pulitzer Board says the Duranty Prize is the subject of a confidential internal review that's ongoing. This is All Things Considered from NPR News.